There's so much that I could say about these three incredible musicians, but I'm going to keep it very short. Ladies and gentlemen, you know them. This is a super group that was born literally backstage here. Sarah Watkins, the incredible Aoife O'Donovan, and Sarah Jarosz. Ladies and gentlemen, their brand new record is See You Around. Make sure you check it out. And from that record, Ain't That Fine, ladies and gentlemen, I'm with her.
just a shattered house. She left me the wind. Sitting in the dark.
Trapping around the kids, so I'll check it out. stars as I lean on the window sill. I've dreamed up a highway car for the game. Thank you. Those are some words by none other than the great Johnny Cash, folks. Chinkapin Hill must be somewhere around these parts, past the shining waterfalls. It's so great to be back here at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. This is just a dream come true to be here with this band. We were born here, folks.
It's our anniversary.
It is. We're four.
We're officially four. Such a pressure these days from so many angles to live these extraordinary lives, eating the best food always and finding the best of everything that we can and then sharing it with the world. But this is one that sort of celebrates the extraordinary ordinary, which I'm not sure that this is ordinary in any way, but it sure is extraordinary.
Thank you.
That is the one and only Sarah Watkins. Oh yeah. For you is Aoife O'Donovan.
Through
Sarah Giroux singing that song for you. Thank you. I'm going to give you the title track of our brand new album. I wrote this record, a lot of it anyway, in the hills of Vermont. In some parts of the country you call them mountains, but...
I was just about to say, are you trying to insult us New Englanders?
But not...
not here.
Thank you.
Seems like a good day for a little bit of Jim Croce. This is actually one of the reasons, you know, our band was born here 4 years ago, as we said, and, you know, one of the things that brought us together was just a love of shared songs and singing songs together, and this was actually one of the first tunes that we worked up together as a band.
Right backstage.
That's right.
It's
send this one out to our dads. All three of our dads are here in the audience, folks. Pretty special.
Are you suggesting that this is a dad song?
It's kind of a dad song. Can your dad show you this song?
He did. My dad showed me the song. We have him to thank. Walking back to Georgia, and I hope she will take me back. Nothing in my pockets, and all I own is upon my back. But she's the girl who said she loved me on that hot, dusty Macon road. And if she's still around, I'm gonna settle down with that hard-loving Georgia girl. And she's the only one who knows how it feels when you lose a dream, how it feels when you dream of love. But she's the girl who said she loved me on that hot, dusty Macon road. And if she's still around, I'm gonna settle down like that hard-loving Georgia girl.
Today is a bright new day.
My eyes are shut tight. I'm not expecting to hear what I have been. Oh, until this get away from the
somebody who was trying to get to Telluride last year and followed Waze and was driving up from New Mexico and was following the Waze app, and it took him over a mountain pass that was not yet open. He had to spend the night stuck in a 6-foot snowbank on the way to the Telluride Bluegrass Festival in June, which is kind of crazy and unexpected. But I just want to say that we've been there, folks. It wasn't a 6-foot snowbank, but we were driving up to make our record in Vermont, and the hills of Vermont, those little mounds.
It felt like a mountain that day.
It felt like a huge mountain. It felt like we were up there with just like, I don't know, a horse-drawn carriage or something. But in reality, we were on the side of a road in a rented rinky-dink SUV with no snow tires. And it was dark and scary. It could have been the end.
That's scary. It lasted like...
You were scared.
Super, super scary for like 5 seconds.
She's a mountain woman.
You make a fire.
Yeah, she would have saved us.
We were sliding backwards down a slanted hill. So I guess the little...
We made it out alive though, folks. We made it out by a nice man in a pickup truck who led us back down the road all the way to Highway I-89. I got the song out of it.
If there was another way down, I'd go. If there was another way down, then I'd wait. Show me a way. Thank you all. Well, we have a really a good friend. I sure hope you know him. His name is Julian Lage. And he wrote this instrumental called Ryland, which I believe is named after Ry Cooder, who I think it's safe to say we have a collective band crush on. Right? Back me up here.
We have different eras of crush. Like I have a big crush on 80s Ry Cooder. I feel like you guys more have a crush on modern day Ry Cooder. I don't know what that says about you or me.
I mean, he's still sexy.
He is still sexy.
The talent crush covers all eras.
It's true. Anyways, Julia wrote this song called Ryland, and we put some words to it. It feels like the perfect song to sing on a beautiful summer afternoon. It's called Under the Apple Tree.
I think it's time to have more of this break because I knew it was just enough.
Thank you. pushing. I'm scared, talk to me. Keep it coming, more ropes. But I got something that you can't see. Keep it coming.
I think you've already heard a tune by them today. They're one of our favorite bands, Vampire Weekend. On our very first tour that we did in, I guess that was 2015, the next year, we were driving around in a station wagon all over Europe, just the three of us. It was our first tour, and the soundtrack to that tour was Modern Vampires of the City by them. And I think somewhere along the way, on the road, we decided that we wanted to work up this tune. turns smooth, but I could not believe it. To me and Hannah Holmes, saw crawling bags and weeping willows as we made our way from Providence to Phoenix. Man of faith said, hidden eyes could see what I was thinking. I just smiled and told him it was only true of Hannah, and we glided on to where we began. Days were long, and I know how I count the seconds, watching hours. Though we live on the U.S. time, you and me, we in our own sense of time. Thank you.
Down after that portion of the set.
Thank you.
come on strong and stick around if you think you mean well. And if I got the wrong idea, I apologize. And I remember why.
More songs, and I just want to thank, we all want to thank everyone here who's running this festival. This is day one, but it's the crew that put this thing together are just incredible year in and year out, and we really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Oh.
That it all did start backstage there 4 years ago. It's pretty magical, and we wouldn't have had that without Planet Bluegrass. So we're just so, so happy to be here playing for y'all. Ourselves in places where you suddenly realize it's time to move on. Maybe in your private life, or maybe physically, maybe just to give yourself a better life and your family. And we'll leave you now with this song, and we invite you to sing on the chorus if you care.
sing it out to the hills. And then we all get to hear Del. Goodbye, weather, hello, railroad, so long, Chicago. All these years thought I was where I ought to be. The tide's changing, this country's growing, and I'm bound for San Francisco. I've been through more than I could tell. I sold all that I could sell. Finally leaving it behind. Goodbye, farewell. If it isn't working, then there's one great morning. It isn't a fever that shows you the door, it's the air, or the water, or a goddamn voice. Goodbye, brother. Hello, railroad. So long, Chicago.
Thank you.
so much. This stage is full of our heroes this weekend, and we'd like to do one. This is one of the first songs, another of the first that we worked up as a band, and it's off of the incredible record "Roses in the Snow" by the one and only Emmy Lou Harris. So we'd like to do this song for her.
Darkest hour.